You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
We have got things we need to do. One of those things that we need to do is we need to say hello to this young man. Hello, Ethan.
Hello, how are you?
I'm surprised you even got here. Hey?
Yeah, still a bit tired from the ride.
How does the bum feel?
Not good. It's still a bit tired, but it's gone better.
It's getting better over time. Okay, yeah. So the reason why we're talking about Ethan and his bum, last Friday, you will recall, we had him in the studio, and he told me quite confidently that he was going to cycle the Cape Town Cycle Tour, not on two wheels, but on one. And I thought, yeah, but he was convincing enough, and he's done all this for a good cause. He's raised money for CHOC. We're going to find out a bit more about that in a moment. And lo and behold, at around 1 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, we were out on the side of the road, and who came waltzing by? There was old Ethan on his one wheel. At that point, you were still in a good mood, weren't you?
Yeah, at that point, I was still in a moderately good mood.
So tell us how the ride went.
The start was extremely fun. About the first 40Ks to Fishhook, there were lots of people supporting, and it was just a good vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got up Smitswinkel, and we continued.
Was that tough?
Smitswinkel was actually really easy.
I
passed a lot of people, including e-bikers, on Smitswinkel.
That's just got to be embarrassing. Really, it's just got to be embarrassing.
Yeah, and then it was good. At a point, like around Misty Cliffs, my head was kind of going a bit, oh, Chapman's Peak is coming up soon. It's going to be painful. And then I kept going. Then we got here. We saw you guys. You guys were like, woo. It felt good again.
Yes.
And then Chappies started to be, oh, uphill again.
Was it tough?
Yeah, it was.
Is that when it was starting to
That's when I could feel my legs.
You're feeling like maybe this was not such a great idea.
Yeah.
All right. Now, where Ethan's dad, James, is sitting with us in the studio, you must be a very proud father.
Yeah, that was an incredible undertaking, hey?
Yes. It was, but you're sitting here, even as you're looking at him now, you're looking at him with a great deal of pride, but you really must be, it's incredible to have a young man with so much drive. You really don't have to do much. He's going to do most of it himself, eh?
Well, that's the truth. This was a self-started thing, you know.
Yeah.
He's the guy who decided that he was going to do it. We kind of gave him a little bit of encouragement, and as soon as he showed that he was, like, committed, that was us. We were behind him, and well, the proof sat behind in front of everybody on the race line, eh?
Yeah, he did. I mean, but at some point, your son walks into, like, the dining room or the lounge or over dinner or something and says, now, listen, Mom, Dad, this is my plan. How do you react to that?
He's always been a bit of a nutter, so we're kind of used to it, yeah.
And so you said, okay, fine.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Is that an expensive bicycle? You know, I know bicycles can cost a lot of money. Is that a very expensive bicycle?
So compared to bicycles, it's actually quite reasonable.
Uh-huh.
As unicycles go, it's probably on the more expensive side.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, these guys spend 150,000 rand on a bicycle, a unicycle, one wheel, at 20 grand, it's a discount.
I reckon that's not bad. And that is a specialist unicycle. We looked at it here when you were here last week, and it's got like a little handlebar and brake. Did that brake come in handy?
So you're supposed to use the brake on the downhills and all that. I prefer not to use the brake. I still kind of got to learn how to use it.
Oh, so you just went off and did the Cape Town Cycle Tour without actually knowing how the brakes work. Is this what you're telling me?
Well, when you think about it, it's kind of like slamming the front brakes on your bicycle going downhill at speed.
Mm.
If I slam on the brakes on my unicycle, I will faceplant. So I prefer not messing around with them too much.
But so you're using your legs to slow you down?
Yeah. And it's quite uncomfortable while doing that.
So my understanding from the sort of limited conversation we had last week is that the downhills for you are where everybody else is taking a break. That's where you're working hardest.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is quite difficult going on very steep downhills. On a moderate downhill, like 15 degrees, it's just I can do that quite easily.
Mm.
But once you start getting further and further down, it becomes much harder.
And going uphill is a very different that's what that thing's kind of built for, really, you know?
Yeah.
All right, so Let's go through this. Dad, you rode this thing.
I rode it on a bicycle, so I could freewheel a bit.
You could. And Mom also rode with. She came through telling everybody, he's on his way. He's on his way. He's on his way.
She was partying the whole ride.
She was like the messenger. Okay. And you did this for Choc. Let's focus on that. Now, Choc, folks, if you don't know what Choc is, go and Google them, C-H-O-C. It is the Childhood Cancer Association of South Africa. They do amazing work, absolutely amazing work. Now, you did this exercise to raise funds for them. And you set your sights on what, about 25,000 rand or something like that? That was your initial target, right?
Yes.
What have you reached?
We have so far reached over 56,000 rand.
Wow.
Yeah.
And will there be like a big presentation to Choc, or does the money just go off to them and they say thanks very much? Is there...
So the methodology that the money moves through, it goes directly to them. But they're very good at actually showing appreciation to their cows. So I'm sure Ethan will get the appreciation for what he's done and to contribute to their cause.
And others who did rode for similar
causes. Very much. Yeah. If you were out there, you'd have seen on the day that there were a good number of cars out on the road doing their thing for Choc.
And when they come past and people cheer them on, it just gives them so much more motivation to do this again next year and the year after. And I know that the Cape Town Cycle Tour is one big source of funds for that organization. Folks, if you don't know about Choc, go and check them out. And the nice thing about what they do is that it is childhood cancer. And from the involvement that Zone Radio has had in the past with that organization, there was a lot of education around it for folk who used to listen to us back in the day when they used to come in and speak to us, a lady called Vanessa. And childhood cancer, in most cases, is curable. In most cases. If they catch it early, there are cures. Childhood cancer can be cured. And this is where they focus their efforts on the early detection of childhood cancer. And they do some really great work there. So well done for that. All right, so now we're going to go through this thing. So you get to the start. What time did you kick off?
About 10 to 8. But apparently we missed the batch that we had meant to start in.
Oh, you did?
Because they actually started our batch earlier than was planned. But we managed to get into the next batch, which was around the time we were meant to start.
Mm-hmm.
And myself and Jason and David, we ran through the gates and quickly started with them. So okay. It was quite a stressful start.
Now... there was another person on the unicycle as well.
Yes, Jason.
Jason.
Mm-hmm.
And he came from?
George.
All right. Did the two of you ride together for a while?
Not really.
Not?
Yeah. We saw each other every now and then on the ride, but we didn't ride together.
Who finished first?
It was more of a race against ourselves than each other. Oh. So it wasn't really something we checked.
No, but we want to know.
We're actually not sure.
He knows. He just doesn't want to say anything. All right. So off you go. And your first challenge is going up Hospital Bend Hill, that up there. Am I right?
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
But there's no really no people there. From the start, the first people that you start to pick up on the side of the road is around where?
The first people we start to pick up.
There's cheering and, you know.
Oh, cheering. Just before Weinberg Hill.
Okay. So that's where you start to, because along that stretch of road, it's all highway and they're not really placed to.
Yeah, there are a good number of people as you run through the southern suburbs.
Yeah.
People really do come out. It's fantastic. And then they actually come down from Takai and Bergflit onto the highway. So the roads across Bergflit and stuff are also well supported.
And through Fishhook. Now, you said some of your mates were on the side of the road.
Yeah.
When you're going through there and you're starting to feel the pain, those people cheering on the side of the road mean something to you?
Yeah, it does help quite a lot. It kind of brings my vibe up and makes me happier, and it makes the whole ride more exciting. So it kind of makes me forget about what I'm doing.
Do you look forward to those groups of people along the way?
Yeah, the ride is kind of thinking about what's coming up and not very exciting because you know it's going to be a struggle. But then thinking about the groups that are going to be cheering you on really helps.
What pushes you from one group to the next one to the next one? Was there any point in the race, Ethan, that you thought, I can't go anymore?
About Misty Cliffs, I was my head was, oh, this is going to be a long ride. And I then I still felt positive to finish it. At Chapman's Peak, when we were going up, I started feeling a bit more pain. And it was, in my head, it's like, this is a difficult ride. I don't know if I'm actually going to do this. And then I just kept thinking about how it would feel after the ride and not during.
Is that what takes you through that pain threshold?
Yeah, because it's an amazing thing to do, not to do, to say. So I really needed to finish it for myself and for Chuck.
So at any point, there's no point you were looking to, like, I'm going to get off this bicycle and that's my bundle.
No.
You said to me on Friday that maybe you will walk up Sekerbos. Okay, did you?
Yeah. I started riding it and I started feeling a bit confident about it. I was slowly going up. Then I straightened my leg to put a bit more of my body weight into each of my pedals. And then my leg just cramped up and I had to hop off.
And people still cheered you on, even though you were walking up the hill.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you deserve that. So you was it only to the top of Sekerbos that you wore?
Pretty much, yes.
And then you got back on the bike and away you went.
And rode down.
All right, well, look, you know, if it was me, I would start walking right there. At the, you know, where does it start? Wherever those chutes are, I'd probably start walking there and keep walking. I can tell you a very funny story about me and a bicycle, but I'll tell you all that off air. Because I certainly wasn't built for bicycle. Let me tell you something. In fact, I threw one away into somebody's garden. I tried cycling for a while and it just didn't work. And eventually I thought, bugger this. I got off the bike. I threw it. The man was watering his garden. I threw the bicycle into his garden. I said, you can have that. And I walked home. So I have a huge respect for what you've done. Now, there's some messages that have come through here. Your mom's name's Nicola. Okay. And she said you came in first. So we can put the record straight. I don't know. I also have respect for what Jason did, but Jason.
I did come first, but it was by 30 seconds.
Yes. You're our man, okay? Well, we're going to celebrate this. Okay? We don't know Jason. Jason's not been here. Okay? He's probably a really nice guy and a very brave one to do what you, the same as what you did. And was he also riding for an organization?
I'm not. Sure.
Okay. Actually. Okay. So, please tell James to mention Dale. So important to say thank you to Dale.
Actually, you're going to leave all that to Ethan because okay. It was on his hit list of things to do.
Okay. There you go. Right. Fire away.
Dale was amazing on the ride. He stuck with me the whole entire ride in a massive cow onesie.
Wow.
In the extremely hot weather. And he stuck with me, keeping the vibe up, banging a cowbell.
Yes, that's right. That's how we knew you were coming. We could hear the bell. Yes, yeah.
Yeah, so he was amazing, and he stuck with me the whole ride. Yeah, so.
Is he a family friend or just a cycling friend?
A family friend through surf skiing or.
Yeah, so he paddles with us, and he's just one of those cool guys who has got the right disposition, so no parental pressure sitting there behind him, just somebody who, like, can be there for him, but create, as Ethan says, like a really positive vibe. He has a real talent in that space.
You're like a crazy family. I'm just thinking about it. I mean, your wife goes and fights fires just, you know, for fun. You guys go paddle skiing for, like, 3 days at a time. I don't know how long you go out there for. You've got a youngster here who's riding a unicycle around. You know, what? How does your family relax?
that actually is it.
Oh, my word. We could write a book about you guys. We really could.
Yeah, we like to say, like, your life is your sum of your experiences. So, yes. Like, you should fill the basket.
Yeah.
And Ethan started really well. His basket's at a very young age.
But how do you top this, Ethan? What do you do next? I mean, are we going to do like a Cape to Cairo and a unicycle? Or, I mean, or am I putting ideas in here? Sorry, James.
No, I'd like to do a tour, preferably this year, but soon, about crossing South Africa from coast to coast.
And not from Fishhook to Noordhoek. No. He's planning about a 1,600-kilometer tour, starting sort of in the Springbok area and then working his way across to the Durban sort of space. So that's his next grand adventure, hey?
Yeah.
You don't seem phased about this. I'm looking at you. And
Oh, it's fantastic. Hey? Yeah. Life is for the living.
Ethan, I really have so much. Everybody that has spoken to me has said, are you getting him back? Is he coming to tell us how it went? You know, when you came in last Friday, people said, what a remarkable young man. And when you went past here on Sunday, the remarkable came in. They just ran out of words to describe what you were doing. And my respect for you is not when it's going well. My respect for you is the fact that you got up Chapman's and you felt, I'm not going to make it, and you pushed yourself through. And what drove you was the fact that you're doing it. You got to finish this, and you got to finish it for Chalk. You had a purpose. And I think that is really quite remarkable. I also have to salute you and Nicola, because he's 14, you know, and to let your boy out on something like this and give him his head the way that you're doing, I think you're doing an absolutely amazing job. And I know that you are proud of him. There's not even a question about that. But I think at some level he must be very, very grateful to have accommodating parents like yourselves who give him the freedom to go and explore these ideas and chase them down in a very special way. So that's the gift that you've given us and all of us who stood on the side of the road to watch him come through on Sunday.
Oh, we'll make it the gift that keeps on giving then.
Hey? Let's hope so. Okay, so now, anybody else you want to thank while you're about it?
I'd like to thank David for riding with me the whole, for training with me.
Okay.
Pretty much almost every week when I rode.
Okay.
And he also started with me. And I'd like to thank my grandpa for also helping second all of my rides.
Your grandpa? What's your grandpa's name?
Rob.
Rob. Cool dude.
Yeah,
cool
very
dude. Hey? And he must be very proud of his grandson, eh? Hey?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for that, Rob. And so now we're going to focus on the next thing, huh?
Yes.
And your bum is now feeling a bit better. You said, what did he say to us outside there? So you're going to do this next year again? He said, by then you would have forgotten the pain.
Yeah.
It's like childbirth. Ethan, congratulations, lad. You really are, you make this valley proud. You make all of us here's another message coming through here. What a humble kid. Yeah, he is. Believe me, he is. He is an amazing young man. And for anybody who hasn't met him, if you get the opportunity, it'll leave a mark on your life that you won't forget. Let me tell you something. He has no ego. He knows what he wants to do, and he goes about doing it. It's us that are making a fuss of him. It's us that are making a fuss of him, not him. And that says something about the young man and his upbringing, James, and his upbringing. So thank you for coming in this afternoon, James. Thanks for lending him to us, you know, because it is special. He's inspired so many people. There are people that are going to be doing things because they saw him do this.
Thank you, thank you. And for just like giving him the exposure and for Chalk, because the more we can get the word out there about what they're doing, the more assistance goes their way.
Yes, absolutely. I think that you're now a role model. You know that you're stuck there. You're going to have to, you know, you can't have road rage now because people say, oh! and now I want you to make me this promise. Okay, that you're going to keep us in the loop.
Yes.
About this next adventure.
Will do.
Okay? And not just before you do it. As you're building up, whatever you need, if you're needing this or that or the next thing and you want to come in and talk about it, this door, James, is open to him at any point that he wants to come and chat to us. So promise us that you keep us in the loop. We want to get behind what you're going to do next because you are definitely a hero in this valley. And I want to thank you for doing all of this that you've done for Chalk. Very, very special indeed. So thank you, James. Thank you to everybody that was involved, because it's not a solo effort. It's solo on the wheel. But it's any last thoughts for people out there?
Yeah, again, also thank you to my mom for getting me all the connections for the interviews and also just for helping me with everything.
Yeah, it's...
and also all the opportunities given.
Look, she's a special lady just on her own. I mean, the work that she does is just quite remarkable. And we had the privilege of meeting her last time. Wonderful that you brought your dad along today, or he brought you around. It's just a special family. That's all I can say. Thank you so much to everybody. And well done, Dad. Well done. Cool.
Thank you so much for bringing some exposure to myself and Chuck.
You're very, very welcome. We'll do that for you anytime. Take care. Cool. Until the next time. Yeah. Until the next time. Thanks, Ethan. Thanks, James.